You are locked in to the hottest podcast in the produce industry. The Produce Life is the place to gauge anything and everything in the fresh produce industry. We tackle all the current news stories, industry trends, and market updates. Be sure to check us out online at www.theproducelife.com and on Instagram at Produce Life Podcast. Now, here's our host, live from Space City, Brent Ehrenwert.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Produce Life Podcast. Today we have another short segment brought to you by the producewire.com, the industry's fastest growing industry news website. Check it out today. Today we're going to do another dive into the fascinating world of food. We're going to explore the history and differences between two root vegetables that are pretty often confused with one another, yams and sweet potatoes. So sit back, relax, and get ready to learn about these delicious tubers. First, let's begin with an overview. Sweet potatoes, with their scientific name of Empomia batatas, come in various colors, from orange to purple, and are grown in many parts of the world, including the Americas, Asia, and Africa. Yams, on the other hand, belong to the family, with the most common species being Discocoria rotunda, which are native to Africa and Asia, and their appearance is quite different from sweet potatoes, as they have a rough brown skin and a white or yellowish flesh. Many people get confused about these all the time. Now that we've established these basics, let's dive into the history of these two vegetables. Sweet potatoes believed to have been originated in the tropical regions of the Americas, with archaeological evidence dating back as far as 8000 BCE in present-day Peru. Originally, they were cultivated by the ancient civilizations such as the Incas and the Mayas, who valued them as a nutritious and versatile food source. Spanish explorers encountered sweet potatoes during their voyages to the New World in the late 15th and early 16th centuries. They brought them back to Europe, quickly gained popularity due to their taste and adaptability to various climates. From there, sweet potatoes spread to other parts of the world, including Africa and Asia, through trade and colonization of the world. How about yams? Meanwhile, yams, they had a long history in Africa and Asia as well, with evidence of cultivation dating back over 5,000 years. A staple food for many ancient African civilizations, particularly in West Africa, where they are still an important crop today. During the transatlantic slave trade of the 16th to 19th centuries, yams were brought to the Americas as a familiar food source for enslaved Africans. This is one of the reasons why yams and sweet potatoes are often confused in the United States, as the term yam was used to differentiate African yams from the native sweet potatoes. Now that we've covered the historical background between the two of yams and potatoes, let's discuss some of the differences in appearance, taste, and texture that basically differentiate the two. As mentioned earlier, sweet potatoes come in various colors, from orange flesh being the most common, with a smooth, slightly rough flesh, moist and sweet when cooked. Yams, on the other hand, have the rough brown bark-like skin that's difficult to peel. Flesh is starchy, less than that of sweet potatoes, and it tends to be dry when cooked. In terms of nutrition, both yams and sweet potatoes are rich in complex carbohydrates, fiber, and essential vitamins and minerals. However, sweet potatoes generally have a higher vitamin A content thanks to their beta carotene, which gives them that orange color. Yams contain more potassium and manganese, but are lower in vitamin C compared to sweet potatoes. Both yams and sweet potatoes are incredibly versatile in the kitchen, as we all know. With a wide range of culinary applications, sweet potatoes can be baked, roasted, mashed, made into fries, and their natural sweetness lends itself to both savory and sweet dishes such as pies and casseroles. Yams, commonly used in African, Caribbean, and Asian cuisine, where they are often boiled, fried, or roasted, can be made into fritters, soups, and stews, and are a key ingredient in many traditional dishes such as the Nigerian pounded yam and Caribbean dumplings. In conclusion, to wrap this up, while yams and sweet potatoes may be easily confused, they're quite distinct vegetables with unique histories, appearances, taste, nutritional profiles, and both have a very big upside as the world continues to evolve its palate, per se, into bringing in different foods from all over the world. Both being delicious and nutritious additions to a balanced diet, offering a wide variety of culinary possibilities. I want to thank you all again for joining me on this short journey through the world of yams and sweet potatoes. I hope you gained a deeper appreciation for these. I'd like for you to comment, share, or talk about things you like to do with these two, and shoot me a line if there's something you'd like me to do a deep dive into. I thank you all again for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Produce Life Podcast. To be a guest on the show or to learn more, please check us out at www.theproducelife.com.